This call is being recorded.
O children of the light, O flames of the morning, call unto the secret love star.
This call will be recorded.
Let its rays weave for you an eternal garment of transcendent loveliness, and wear it upon your heart, the jewel of the sacred fire. Let its glory pour through you, that yours may be the scepter of power supreme. Speak only the decree of love, that perfection may be everywhere. Listen to the sound of its voice, that all may hear the song of joy. Gaze only upon the light, that the flame from the seven mighty Elohim may rest upon your forehead. Hold the cup of liquid light, and forever pour forth its life-giving essence. Then the rays from the diamond heart shall illumine your pathway, and when the night commander raises his sword of flame, you shall pass through and stand face to face with your own divinity upon the very altar of life. For within that holy of holies is the one, the omnipotent in blazing glory, your own beloved self, the magic presence, I am. And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin, for this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat, and the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the divine aspect of Mother God, and the blue flame, which represents the divine aspect of Father God, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now, visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and the violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside the tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now, Take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now, look above you. See your tube of light. It is never-ending, reaching high into the heavens, connecting you to the crystalline energetic structure above the Earth and onward to the galactic central sun. So now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free, now and forevermore, until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee, it is done, by the power and might of 1,000 suns, for the light of God never fails, the light of God never fails, the light of God never fails, and the beloved mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing.
This call is no longer being recorded.
As you take several deep cleansing breaths, just breathing in the light, letting go of anything outside of yourself, just find yourself becoming more and more centered within yourself. Now take a deep breath, breathing in the light, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Take another deep breath now, breathing in the light, and exhale out any darkness. Again, breathe in the light and exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of the 9 chakra centers that have become awakened and reawakened within all of you. And focus particularly on the alignment of those chakras along your spinal cord, from just below your feet to above the top of your head. And as you focus on each chakra, focus on the intensity of each of the colors of those chakras. And if the colors are somewhat low in intensity, or muddy colors or anything like that, just simply raise the intensity of that color to the highest intensity you can possibly imagine. And in doing so, you are raising the vibrational frequency within that chakra, and also the raising the vibrational frequency within the corresponding gland, and all of your organs in your body and the cellular structure. Everything is raised simply by raising the vibrational frequency within your chakra centers, within your etheric body. Now, focusing on the Earth Star chakra just below your feet, see that as a deep earth brown color. Know that this is your grounding point to Gaia. And moving up to the root chakra at the base of the spine, see that as a brilliant, bright ruby red color. Next, orange, brilliant, bright orange. Solar plexus area, yellow. Picture a brilliant, bright sun. To the heart center, deep blue green. The high heart center, magenta. And the throat area, sky blue. Visualize a beautiful, brilliant blue sky. And the third eye in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. And the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then the soul star chakra just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now, if you take all of those chakras and their corresponding color and raise all of those colors to the highest intensity you can, then bring all of them together, merge them all together as one into the soul star chakra. And this now becomes your Merkaba light vehicle. You can see that as a three-dimensional six-pointed star. That is your vehicle of travel when you leave your physical body and move out into the astral and etheric world. This is your vehicle of travel. Consider this your light body. And find yourself, your conscious knowing self now, moving into that light body or that Merkaba light vehicle. And as you move into it, feel the vibration all around you. Feel the high vibration. And let yourself begin to float up above your physical body. Get that sense of moving away from your physical body, floating up above it. And then slowly just continue to float up through the roof of the building wherever you are, or just up into the sky. And as you move up into the sky through the clouds, feel the sun's rays, and continue to move up, just floating on up, and see your physical body falling way down below you now as you rise higher and higher and higher. Until you pass the Earth's atmosphere. And become aware now of all of the millions of ships that are out here and the planets of the solar system, the sun, and the galaxies beyond this galaxy. And know that energies have been coming down for quite some time now from the great central source of this universe through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, through the sun of this solar system and down to the Earth. But also know that as these energies come into the solar system, they also filter down through all of the ships and the consciousness of those ships, and the consciousness of all of the beings in the ships. And now you, in your Merkaba light vehicle, you are a part of that consciousness now, feeling the consciousness of all of the ships and the beings out here, all of your brothers and sisters from the skies. Just let the energy now move through you and down to the Earth. And as it goes down to the Earth, as it moves down to Gaia, it moves into the crystalline grid or the Christ consciousness grid that surrounds the Earth. And this grid, up until recently, had been darkened quite a bit over the many thousands of years since the times of Atlantis. But now the grid has been completed, and see this completed grid of energy just going around this crystalline grid and contacting or connecting with all of the sacred places across the planet, all of those places that have a particular vortex of energy, such as Mount Shasta, the Sedona area in Arizona, the Great Pyramids, and so on across the planet, mountains and valleys and rivers. Special sacred places that have been taken over by the light, no longer the darkness. And see this connection now from this crystalline grid to all of those sacred places across the planet. And all turning to light. Light filtering in everywhere. And continue to see the light illuminating any dark spaces that still might exist, whether they are below the surface or on the surface or just above the surface, whatever those dark places may be. See them becoming illuminated by the light, as if there's a dark room and a candle is lit in that dark room, and the light continues to flicker out and spread out further and further and further, and then another light, another candle is added to the first, and it illuminates more of the darkness, and another candle yet is added, and so on, until light completely engulfs whatever darkness there is. If you bring enough light into a darkened room, the dark completely disappears. That is what is happening across the planet, more and more and more and more people who are those candles, who are those vessels of light that are spreading this light across the planet. See that now. See light spreading through all of the cities, the towns, the villages, the provinces, the countries, all the way to all of the continents, and of course across the oceans. And as you continue to look down and you see the light completely engulfing the planet, the whole entire planet now, a ball of light. A planet of light as it was originally meant to be. So-called Garden of Eden. Now notice, as the entire planet is engulfed with light, but also notice that all is light from where you are looking now. All has become light. Light throughout all of the millions of ships that are out here and the planets, the entire solar system itself is emblazoned by light. You are right in the middle of that light. Then see the light spreading further and further out. Beyond this solar system, out into the galaxy. The galaxy becoming nothing but light also. Continue to do this until there is not a point of darkness within the entire galaxy. Or if you have difficulty with the galaxy, just simply the solar system, or even just God. Gaia herself. Now, allow yourselves to be drawn back to your physical form. From wherever you find yourself, just come back in your Merkaba-like vehicle, your light body, and come back and merge back in with your physical form, bringing your astral and etheric body and your light body back in to your physical form. And as you move back in, though, feel and know the light, that high vibrational frequency of the light, which is also indeed higher consciousness. Have it throughout your body now. Know that all cares, all pain and suffering, whatever it might be, if there was any part of your body that felt a twinge of pain, know that it is gone now in the blinking of an eye. It has dissipated and shall be continued to be gone if you believe such. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Sananda, and I come to be with you at this time in these special times of continuing great change for all across the planet. People are experiencing the light of truth. Even though they may not be ready for it, even though they may not realize what you are realizing at this point right now, that the truth, the light of truth is spreading everywhere. Light is spreading everywhere. Darkness is receding everywhere. Just as in your meditation now, darkness is indeed receding. Yes, certainly there are pockets of darkness still, but more and more they are becoming illuminated by the light, just as you did in your meditation. For more and more people are emblazing the light within them, and it is flowing outward from them and spreading more and more. Yes, there are battles and wars and people that are still somewhat asleep. Yes, that is true. But again, more and more are awakening, and you need to come to understand that and believe that. In every fiber of your being, you need to begin to believe in the power of the light, believe in the power of truth, believe in the power you have within you to spread that light and truth. For it is you, each and every one of you, the way showers, that are indeed showing the way, are spreading the light. You have heard before and in your discussion earlier, forgive, forget, and move on. And that is so important in these times. For if the light is to continue to spread, you must forgive all that has occurred before this. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Find that within yourself more and more to forgive. Forgive everyone for whatever has transpired in the past, whatever they may have done to transgress against you. Let that go. And then forget. Forget more and more of the past that no longer matters. Now, I do not speak of the past of family members and friends. Do not forget them, but forget whatever is no longer needed in your lives to continue on with your lives. Forget it. Forget the stories. Let go of all of it. Forgive and forget. And then move on. Move on with your lives, living moment to moment, day to day. And let everything take care of itself. For as you have heard many times, you are in the right place at the right time, exactly where you need to be. And the collective consciousness of this planet is also right where it needs to be in this time within the great universal plan. And there is a universal plan that is continuing to work out. And all of you are a part of that plan. Again, spreading the light of truth wherever you can. So let go, my friends. Let go. Let go of everything that holds you back. All of attachments, whatever they might be, let them go. Become the one within yourself. And feel and know that power within yourself. For you are the power. And you have the power of an entire universe within you. And if only more and more would come to realize that, what would this world be like? The power of the universe within each and every one of you. It is a divine calling that is there within you. Answer that call. I am Sananda, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness. Let you continue to find that calling within you. Find that power within you. For once you have found that power, there is nothing and no thing that can stop you from achieving your every goal in life. Om Mani Padme Hum.
This call is recorded.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to one who serves here. Shoshana is here, and we are ready to answer your questions if you have them. Please unmute your phones if you have a question. Would there be questions, dear ones?
I have a question.
Yes.
I'm wondering if once we've gone through this changeover and we can heal ourselves and so on, will trees be able to regrow branches that have been cut off unnecessarily at will?
We will tell you that trees and plants and all of this already have that power within them. You see, it is the consciousness of the planet, though, that holds some of this back. But once the consciousness of the planet, and we speak now of the consciousness of humankind here, once the consciousness has increased, the vibrational frequency has increased throughout the planet, then those trees that you speak of that have their limbs cut off will immediately grow new limbs, will immediately grow new branches, just as humans themselves, if they were to lose a limb, would immediately grow another limb, you see? For there is no more pain and suffering in the higher dimensions, in the fifth dimension and beyond. No more. So do not be concerned about the life within the planet in any way, shape, or form, because life will continue on. And the what you have, what's called the circle of life, continues. And if something does die, it is reborn. You see, just as all of you, when you have died in the past, you have been reborn. And as you come more and more again into the higher vibrational frequencies and higher consciousness, then there becomes no death as you understand it now today. Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
We do not.
Very good. Then would there be any other questions here?
Thank you. That was wonderful.
I have a question.
Yes.
Excuse me. Yes, I've heard previously in channel information that when babies are born, that the names that they are given is never an accident. But can you expound on that a little bit for me?
We will tell you that when a being is coming into the planet in a rebirth type of situation, everything is planned out. A blueprint is set for them. And the name that they come in with, and the parents they come in with, and the situations that they are brought into are all part of that blueprint. So indeed, there are no accidents in whatever happens in that one coming into the planet here. That is all we can say on this. It is a very much more complicated than this, but we will leave it at that. Shoshana, do you have anything
to add? We will share a little more if we may, dear sister.
Oh, sure. Yes, please.
Dear sister, there are no coincidences. There are no accidents, ever, anywhere. It is all planned. It is all planned by the being. Often when a being is preparing to incarnate, there are things that they put into their plan that will allow them to complete their path and often to exit when they wish to. There are things like car, quote unquote, accidents that happen, and it is not an accident, it is an exit strategy, you see. The planet here is a temporary thing. It is not meant to be permanent. It is just set of temporary experiences, and even those that were alive for perhaps hundreds to thousands of years still moved on, you see. So the soul is on a continuous journey, and all stops are never permanent, you see. And there are no coincidences. So yes, the name of a child is vibrationally given at birth based on a plan, And as they grow, if they wish to change their name because their vibration has changed, you will see that too. Namaste.
Very good.
Mm. Thank you.
Would there be other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
Could you expound on a little bit more about changing to a crystalline cellular structure and when that occurs, and if it's already going on right now to some of us that are getting ready to our. Do you get my question?
We will tell you that the changing from the carbon-based structure to the crystalline-based structure is already in process. It is in process throughout the planet for those who are ready at this point to begin that process more and more. Now, it is not something that you will notice at any given time in the very near future. In other words, you will not know that, oh, my carbon structure is now becoming crystalline. You will not know this. But you will feel it more and more as you move through this ascension process, because you will feel indeed lighter in terms of lighter, not so dense with everything around you, feeling a sense of flamboyance within you. And that is an indication of the changing of the guard here, in the sense of changing from the carbon-based structure to the crystalline-based structure, which then holds more light. And light, of course, is also truth coming in. So as this continuing change continues to develop here, there will be more truth coming in and being able to accept that truth, because you can accept the light more and more. Now, of course, those that are not able to, they will stay within the darkness of within themselves and not have that change within their cellular structure and not be able to hold the light anymore. Okay? Shoshana, do you have anything you add?
Well, we will add something that might be confusing, but we wish to add. May we add, dear sister?
Yes, please.
The body that you occupy as one who serves as given is carbon. It is a carbon-based life form. And it resides on a carbon-based planet, you see. So the carbon-based body and the carbon-based planet are on a particular timeline. And they are evolving on that timeline, so that the timeline evolves with the planet and with the being. And as the timeline evolves to a light source, then the being becomes more crystalline, and so does the planet. So it is all one. It is all working together within a particular timeline. That is why some will remain as carbon-based, because they are in a different timeline, you see. Namaste.
Would there be any other questions here?
Thank you.
Greetings, Moses here. I had a question.
We cannot hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Thank you. A question came to me the other day, and I wanted to know if there is a difference between a human's guardian angel and their higher self. Are these two different entities, or if they are the same, if you could elaborate. Thank you.
We will tell you that there is somewhat of a difference, yes. They are still all one here in terms of your higher God self is your higher God self. And there are many aspects to this, many aspects that have become personalities over the many thousands of lifetimes that your higher God self has in a sense, put out there, you being one of them. And the guardian angel is a part of this. They are attached to you, you see. So they are not, they're a part of this entire aspect of all of you that you are, but they are also, in a sense, a separate entity of itself and part of the devic evolution as opposed to the human evolution here. So that is what we can say on this. Perhaps Shoshana has more.
Well, we are intrigued that this is a question. So we would ask this one, if we may, dear brother, why you ask this?
Yes, I watched the video from this special light worker called Lorna Mirt, who is like an angel whisperer, because she's been able to see and speak and deal with angels since birth. And she was talking a lot about how every human has a guardian angel. And, you know, she talks in depth about how we interact so much with our guardian angel and how this angel is with us since birth, you know, since before birth and after death. And so I guess I felt like wanting to get in touch with it, but also I feel close to my higher self. And so I wasn't, for the first time, I'm having the curiosity to ask.
Well, this one that you are speaking of has just spoken the truth. The angels abound here. They are always watching. They are always connected in some way. And many have more than one. Many have several. One on the left, one on the right, one behind, one in front, depending on the need. Angels react to need, you see. And the human, when you incarnate, dear brother, this is a precarious planet. There are all kinds of things that can happen to you. You can get into trouble. And they are there to assist when you are perhaps approaching something that would harm you in some way. Or when you are emotionally distraught. Or when you have a breakup or some emotional, mental, or physical trauma. They are there to assist the being in righting itself and perhaps righting the ship once more. That is their job. The higher self is not, that is not the job of the higher self. The higher self is one with you, is connected to the divine. It is not outside of you. An angel is outside of you. And as one who serves has given, the angels are part of a different evolution. We call it the angelic evolution. It is not a human. It could perhaps become a human or join that evolution, but it has a distinct and different job, you see, within the universe, within the divine realms. It has a completely different position, you see. So you are traversing a planet that is dangerous. You are a human. And your higher self is there to guide you divinely through the source, through connecting to the source, to God. Does this help, dear brother?
Tremendously. That was amazing. Thank you very much.
Yes. Namaste, dear brother.
And we will add here that there was a movie that was depicting this somewhat. It had your... We have the character here, Nicolas Cage, as an angel. Mm-hmm. And City of Angels, we believe, was the title here. And this would help you to understand somewhat of what is actually occurring here. And even the movement from the angel becoming the human. We are ready for next question, if there is one.
I can ask a question.
Take one more, then we read.
Okay, thank you.
a friend of mine had a reading by a woman who does Akashic Record reading, and she highly recommended it to me, and I don't know if I even need it or if it can be dangerous to have someone you don't know read your Akashic Records. Her name is Annie Hammond. I know you won't speak directly about her. Maybe Shoshana will, but wondering if that is a good idea for us lightworkers, Akashic Record reading.
We will tell you that we have always said not to take put too much credence in what someone else says about who you were, what you did, all of these things in past lives. And to have someone else read your Akashic Record, it could be accurate, but it also might not be accurate. So to understand more fully, if you wish to know who you were, just simply go within yourself. And the answers will come to you if you believe that you are receiving those very answers. So we do not recommend to have outside assistance in this area. But as we say also, it could be accurate. But we do not rely, we wouldn't have you not rely on that. Shoshana perhaps may give more.
Well, we can give a perspective. May we offer
love it. I love your perspective, Shoshana, and I love my readings with you, so maybe you're the person to ask.
Well, we would ask now, if we may, a question of you. What do you wish to know?
Oh, I'm just curious. There's nothing in particular, maybe just life path. I mean, I love animals, and I'm not really rescuing or working with animals very much, and I feel a little lacking in satisfaction.
And then how would the reading of your Akashic Record remedy that?
Oh, maybe a little fire, a little like nudge, a little confirmation that maybe there are some things I could be doing more actively, you know, just curiosity.
Well, we will give you a perspective on this, dear sister. The beings are always in process, you see. And there is what is known as an energy and a rest. And when you do not engage, you are in the rest mode, and you must process that. It is the mistake that humans make to go, 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 do, 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 go, 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 do, 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 take action, forward, because they never process. They never find the higher meaning of life. They are too busy processing and going and moving and doing. So we would tell you to, from our perspective, to just be, allow this, what you think is a lag, you allow this to occur in your life because it is leading you to something. So be in the rest. Does this make sense, dear sister?
Oh, absolutely, Shoshana. Thank you. I tend to be a doer. When I'm not doing, sometimes I feel like I'm not doing enough. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, dear sister. Be in the rest. Namaste.
Very good. Then
namaste.
We to release channel here. Shoshana, do you have parting message?
Well, we would just say to enjoy all the moments of fear, the moments of concern, the moments of love, the moments of neutrality. Consider all the moments, because each one contains a valuable lesson for you that moves you forward to the next level of enlightenment. So you must remain in the flow, you see, and not disrupt that. So when you are feeling like the flow is wrong, simply relax and be. And perhaps meditate and allow the flow to move you forward. Namaste.
And we simply reiterate again here, forgive, forget, and move on. Very important in these times that you are in. Shanti, peace be with you.
Be the one.
This call is